nearly 3 million grandparents raising 8 million grandchildren in this country. In North Carolina, nearly 200,000 children live with grandparents. That has a cost in terms of time, money, and health.
How can grandparents take control and achieve balance? Here to help us is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, how are you doing? This is a great topic, too.
Good morning to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why is this the trend? What's causing it?
Well, there's a lot of different things. So first of all, the opioid crisis. People don't realize that a lot of kids become, you know, orphaned in many ways. And so parents can't take care of them. They won't take care of them, or they're not allowed to take care of them. And that gets into incarceration issues and things like that. So that's certainly one issue. Military deployment. So my daughter has deployed. She's a single mother of two young kids. And so when they deploy, you need to, you know, sometimes you need to step in and help. Unfortunately, there's an increased suicide rate in this country. We talked about incarceration. Sometimes it's grandparents who want to step in because they see that somebody might be lost to a foster situation, and they kind of want to, you know, bring them back in. And here's an interesting one. I think we're going to see trending because I saw this earlier today. There's going to be a Super Bowl commercial from a car company. It's going to be talking about children who are, homeless. And so, you know, when you think about homeless children, obviously there's, you know, going to be, are there opportunities there where grandparents can step up? I guarantee after the Super Bowl, that's going to be trending. So obviously this impacts, you know, if you're a grandparent raising a grandchild, it's going to impact. And a lot of times these happen, unfortunately, in lower economic situations where people's health is at issue or, you know, then their economics are at issue. How long do they have to retire? How much do they have to dip into their savings?
Sure.
All kinds of things like
so
that.
So I would imagine that the grandparent and grandchild relationship is going to change dramatically. What are some of the things that you've seen in that change of relationship?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, you know, I have six grandchildren, and when we go see the grandkids, it's, hey, mom, hey, pop, and we play. And, you know, sometimes we're disciplinarian, but, it's rare, and you got to finesse it, you know, when the parents are there. So it's a whole different relationship when now you're with somebody 365, you know, 24/7, where, you know, at some point you're going to have to be disciplinary. You're raising people to be respected citizens, and so it takes on a, you know, kind of a different dynamic. But, you know, there's also great joy in doing that. Look at all the things you're going to learn by being around these grandkids all the time, and they're going to learn from you. And they say these grandkids actually grow up to be a lot more grateful and respecting of the grandparents who raised them.
Oh, well, that's a nice benefit.
Absolutely.
I would assume that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
You know, finances are such a big part of this. Is there a way that, you know, people can receive some help or assistance in this?
Yeah, and there's a couple things I'll mention. Because they're so long names, I'll actually read them. And if anybody's interested, on my website, theagingexperience.com/Charlotte today, all these links are up there. Okay. So there's something called the National Family Caregiver Support Program. They provide grants to states to fund caregivers, so you might want to check with your local area agency on aging to see if they have grants available and who they're available for. There's something called the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, TANF, provides caregivers with a monthly cash benefit, so you might want to think about that as well. The other thing is that people recommend that you surround yourself with a team, social workers, financial planners, accountants, because you may adopt, you may, you know, go into a situation where the legal status changes, where it might affect benefits in a good way or a bad way. If you're employed, you might be available for caregiving benefits, you know, at your workplace. And so there's a lot of different things that may change. So people think about that. And they also think, you know, if you have some means, they sometimes, again, can consult your financial planner. You might want to change your portfolio up a little bit to get more yield, to get more money to raise kids, obviously.
You kind of mentioned a lot of these things. What other things are available, assistance available?
Yeah, so there's two acts you want to keep kind of on a national level in your mind. They're brand new. One's called the Raise Family Caregivers Act. The other one's called Supporting Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Act. And they're kind of going to be clearing houses eventually for what services are available. You also want to go to something called grandfamilies.org, grandfamilies.org. And they have state fact sheets on every state and the grants that are available.
Gotcha.
And the other assistance that's available. You know, this whole area of raising kids, grandkids, is called kind of kinship programs. And there's a lot of support growing around in the healthcare community around this, because obviously there's school attendance issues, there are nutrition issues. So think about that. There's something called grand housing. These are apartments. There's one in New York where grandparents and grandchildren actually live together. And the reason this is timely, because there was something in the news just a few weeks ago in Florida, a grandson was abandoned by his parents for some reason or another. The grandparents took him in into a continuing care retirement community, you know, all the levels of care. Well, the HOA wants to kick them out because it's against the rules. So as you see more of that, you're going to see more of these social issues pop up as well. And then finally, UNCC, two things actually. UNCC Charlotte, the gerontology program, Dr. Montero, they have a 6 weeks class for grandparents. And they've run one, they're running another one, and it's really increased the effectiveness. And then I run something called a caregiversummit.org. We have over 130 caregiving videos, and we cover that topic as well.
Very good, Anthony. Thank you so much. For more information, check out theagingexperience.com.